It's 44 degrees at a minute before noon. This is WHQR Wilmington, 96.7 Classical HQR and 91.3 HQR News. I'm Gina Gamboni, and this is the Midday Interview. This weekend, I had the opportunity to sit down with local actor, playwright, and musician Zeb Mims. Zeb wrote a play that's in the running for a Wilmington Theatre Award right now. It's called Brick. But next week, another play authored by Zeb opens at Old Books on Front Street. The play is called The Holiday Writers, and the bookstore is a perfect venue for this intimate story about two playwrights, starring Nick Reed and Ariana Tysinger. Tickets for the show are set at the affordable price of $6. They can be purchased at Old Books on Front Street or online at brownpapertickets.com. The show opens on Thursday, January 14th and runs through the 24th. Showtime is 8 o'clock, except Sundays at 2 o'clock. Here is my conversation with Zeb Mims. Tell us about your new show, The Holiday Writers, that's opening up this month.
Yeah, so Holiday Writers is a play that I wrote. It stars only two people. It's a very small, intimate production. We're doing it at Old Books on Front Street. It's about two playwrights that are kind of struggling to write on their own. So to try and change things up a bit, they decide to write a play together. And it follows them over the course of an entire year as they sort of, you know, try to write this play together. And it kind of looks at, like, how does writing something together, how does collaborating affect their relationship? How does their relationship affect the thing that they're creating? And all kinds of interesting things like that.
Now, these two writers, are they – the play is called The Holiday Writers, and it's W-R-I-G-H-T-E-R-S.
Yeah.
The Holiday, like, playwriters, mm-hmm. kind of. Are they trying to write a holiday show?
No. I call it The Holiday Writers because to – you know, like I said, it takes place over the course of an entire year. And to help keep the audience grounded in the progression of time – each scene, there's like these little vignettes, and each scene takes place on a different, you know, relatively well-known holiday, so the audience is able to keep track of where they are in the year. So, like, the first one takes place on New Year's Day, and then the final one takes place on the following New Year's Eve.
What kind of characters are these? They start off as friends,
mm-hmm.
and tell us about the woman.
The woman, whose name is only a woman, this play is very minimalist in things like giving characters names or providing a firm location. It's kind of meant to be left up to the audience and to the actors. But the woman is based off of a friend of mine from college who was kind of partially the inspiration for this show. She is very talented and very nice and kind, very, very logical person, but who has a lot of anxiety, which can make things difficult, make dealing with her difficult sometimes, which is kind of part of her charm. And so I based that character off of her. And I think it turned out okay. Hopefully she's not horribly offended by it.
Does she know about the play?
She does, yeah. I wanted to let her know ahead of time so that any comparisons like this came out wouldn't totally blindside her. And then she calls me up and is like, what did you do? Why did you do that?
What about the male character?
The man is, I think he's more just kind of like this amalgamation of what every hopelessly romantic guy believes himself to be in a fantasy world, if that makes sense.
Sure.
He's just very passionate, and he does things without thinking about it, but he's still very clever and just kind of goes with his gut, as it were. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, the woman is very logical and thinks with her brain.
And has the anxiety that holds her back from
exactly.
rushing forward. So you were inspired by this woman that you knew in college.
Mm-hmm.
The way things turn out with the playwriting that they're doing,
mm-hmm.
is that something that you've experienced?
No, I've never actually written anything collaboratively before. I'm not good at that. I get a very firm sense of like what happens structurally over the course of a play. And so I'm actually a lot better at doing that kind of thing on my own. So this is, for the time being, probably about as close as I'll come to collaborating with somebody.
Zeb, you are going to be playing the saxophone live for the scene changes.
I am, yeah.
Which I think is really interesting. You were a music student, and now you're a music teacher,
mm-hmm.
and saxophone is your instrument. The way that you're choosing music that you're going to play for the scene changes, tell us about that a bit.
I had a few ideas. The first idea that I had was it's going to be a baritone saxophone,
mm-hmm.
so, you know, real deep and low. So the first kind of idea that I had was sort of doing something along the lines of the bass from Seinfeld, the boom, 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 during scene changes. I don't know if I'm going to do that, certainly, or not. Another idea that I had is using music to sort of help ground the audience in where the day is, what holiday it is. So, like, you know, beginning of the show, New Year's Day, I might open it up with what are you doing New Year's Eve to, like, get them. So, okay. So we get kind of a basic idea of where we are chronologically.
And this play, it's realistic. This is not kind of one of those super sarcastic plays where it's silly, super silly or anything. This is like a realistic exploration of these people's feelings.
Yeah. Yeah. I was heavily inspired for this play by a show that was done at UNCW a few years ago called Private Fears in Public Places by Alan Ayckbourn. And there's two characters in that play that they got something going on. It never fully gets discussed. Things just kind of happen below the surface between the two of them for the entire show. And I found that really interesting. And I tried to kind of write in the same spirit for this, because there's two people that are working together, but there's something going on, but it's never – there's never like this full explanation of like how each character feels. They just kind of act on it without really ever talking about it. Or maybe they don't act on it. I don't know.
There's something there that is unspoken.
Yeah, exactly.
Who ought to see this show?
Everyone ought to see this show. You should see this show because it is full of the awkward, unspoken conversations that everyone thrives off of.
All of us.
Everyone.
We can appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Zeb.
Thank you.
That was Zeb Mims discussing his new work, The Holiday Writers. The show opens next week on Thursday and plays through January 24th. Showtime is 8 o'clock, except Sundays at 2 o'clock. Tickets are available at Old Books on Front Street or in advance online at brownpapertickets.com. Just search for Old Books on that site to secure your ticket early. Music continues on 96.7 Classical HQR. On 91.3 HQR News, it's time for Coastline. It's 12:06.